Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's Tuesday, and you know the move on Tuesday. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Tug of War. And today's message, you do not want to miss a moment of. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. You need to lock in. Take notes. Let's get to work, y'all. See you in a moment. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. Before we get started, next week we are celebrating 1 year of the 2-2 Podcast. Can you believe it? 1 year. We've made it 52 weeks. Man, it's been fun. And we're going to keep the party going. We're going to keep this thing going. And I am excited about what is going to be, what's going to take place as far as celebrations are concerned for the 2-2 Podcast. Going to have a lot of fun. So you don't want to miss a moment of it. Why did I overpronounce the overpronounce all of that? I went too far with that. And hey, let's roll. Long story short, let's roll next week. All right. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. Has anybody recovered from being a person that chases vain things? Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever been in a situation that I've been in where you have chased the wrong things? You've chased people. You've chased possessions. You've chased, you've chased notoriety. You've chased these things that have been so vain and have no value. I'll be honest with you. For a long time, and of course, you know me, I like to be authentic, transparent, and informal on the 2-2 Podcast. And in real life, I want to tell a story. And let me tell my story. I have been a perpetrator of chasing the wrong things and the wrong people. And for a long time, it caused me to completely forget and value myself, because my value, I believe that my value was tied into being with this person, or my value and my destiny was tied into being connected to this thing, or my value and my destiny was tied to having this thing. And we have to understand that certain connections with certain people are temporary. They're temporal and subject to change. We have to understand that the things that we chase in life aren't always going to last. And that your value and your destiny is not tied into these people or into these things. Your value and your destiny is not tied into being with somebody that you've chased for years. I was in a situation where I chased one person for years and got with them. I chased somebody. Yeah, let me just be, I'm going to be real with you. We're here. Yeah, y'all can look at me funny all you want. But I chased someone. I had a pursuit for someone for years. I wanted to be with this person for years. I'm talking about since we were kids. You kidding me? Chased them. And finally, as adults, we got together. Finally, after all those years, we lost contact for a long time. We regained contact. We got together. It was amazing. It was great. I put my destiny was tied, but I felt like I tied my destiny and my purpose into being with her. I tried to plan life with her. I tried to, you know, this was going to be, we were going to do this and we were going to do that and we were going to be together for forever and we were going to, you know, take trips and do business ventures and do life together. And all of a sudden, things abruptly changed. And you would have thought I would have gotten the picture after things abruptly changed abruptly. You would have thought I got the picture, but guess what? Because I was so focused and so enthralled in my destiny being tied to her that I chased her again. And we got back together for a short amount of time again. And then things changed all over again. Have you ever been in a situation where you chased something and you chased something and you finally got it and you found out a little too late that it was going to do damage to you and that it did do damage to you? Have you ever been in a place like mine where you chased something you knew was going to do you damage? You knew what's going to hurt you in the end. You knew what's going to bring you pain. You knew what's going to take from you. Not saying that she took from me, but I allowed myself to be so deeply enthralled in a relationship that was going absolutely nowhere. We find ourselves in vain chases. Relationships that have no value. Was there reciprocation from the start? Yeah, absolutely. Did I think I was in love? Absolutely. Did I think we were going to go far? Absolutely. But guess what? Gotta understand that things and people and feelings change. I'll give you another example. I was chasing somebody. I was chasing a relationship with somebody. And for so long, I just had to be somebody. I just had to. I'm telling y'all everything today. Y'all, man, listen. Just in case y'all think chasing someone is just mutually exclusive to one gender. It's not. It's not. Mm-mm. No. Well, we fellas chase thing. We chase relationships like it's going out of style. We chase some vain things like it's going out of style. And we chase lifestyles like it's going out of style. We chase these horrible, horrible lifestyles. We chase these horrible, horrible things as if that is the fulfillment of life. And maybe that is for somebody, but it's not built, but everybody's built for that lifestyle. And one way or another, that life is going to remind, that part of that lifestyle is going to remind you that you're not built for it. No matter how, what you change and what you try to do and what you try to say and how you try to dress and how you try to act, that lifestyle, life will tell you, life will teach you that lesson. That you're not built for some things. And sometimes you have to tell yourself, look, I ain't built for that. I'm not built for it. This ain't for me. Mm-mm. It's not built for me. We're not going to continue to deal with it. I'm not going to continue to chase it. But there's a point in your life where you have to say, listen, if they wanted to be with me, if I was supposed to have it, I would have had it a long time ago. If I was supposed to be with that person, I would have been with them a long time ago if I was supposed to stay with that person. If there was some longevity that was going to be attached to me being with that person, then that would have happened. If they were going to stay, that would have happened. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible says this: they went from us because they weren't for us. Because if they were truly for us, they would have stayed with us. We chased some friendships. That we know good and well should have ended a long time ago. I know I was in a situation like that not too long ago. Where we chased a feeling and we chased a friendship that should have ended a long time ago. Because the feeling isn't mutual. It wasn't mutual. It was cool for a while. It was okay for a little bit. Feeling wasn't mutual. But for a while. And then all of a sudden, one thing changes the dynamic. Oh, yeah. One thing. And all of a sudden, what seemed like it was amazing, what seemed like it was beautiful, what seemed like it was like you were going to be best friends forever, it all fell apart. But now, you treat each other as strangers. All because the feeling wasn't mutual. Have you ever been in a place where you've changed, where you've chased a friendship that wasn't mutual? It seemed like it. You were going through all the motions. And sometimes we get stuck going through the motions instead of having something that's real and authentic. Sometimes we try to paint the picture as something great when it's nothing at all. Sometimes we try to hide what's really going on. We hide so deeply what's really going on. We hide from the reality that things aren't going right. We hide from the reality that there are some people that aren't for us, and there are some people that don't want to be with us, and there are some people that don't want to be our friends, and there are some things that we shouldn't have. I need you to understand that your destiny and your purpose is not tied into chasing a thing or chasing a person or chasing a lifestyle or chasing a or chasing, a certain type of notoriety. It's not. Your destiny is too important. Your purpose is too important to chase a vain thing. To chase a vain relationship. To chase a one-sided, non-reciprocal relationship. It's too important. Mm-hmm. It's too important. You have to finally say to yourself, enough is enough. One of my favorite sermons is from Bishop T.D. Jakes. And there's a line in there. One of my favorite sermons, a sermon from Bishop T.D. Jakes. He basically said that if people leave, let them walk. Let them walk. I know I'm going all over the place, but it all fits. If people want to leave, let them walk. They block you, that's fine. If the dynamic changes, that's fine. Let them walk. And don't ask why. Because oftentimes when we ask why, and we chase a why. When we chase a why, here it is. Remember, and listen to the episode that I did on when the why hurts more. We find ourselves in the vain chase into why they did a thing, and why they said a thing, and why they walked away, and why they don't want to be with us, and why they don't want to talk to us, and why they ignore our messages, and why they just leave our messages on sent, and why they never respond. We are always on this chase to know why people reject us. And if I'm hitting you at a point, I apologize, but it needs to be said. We're always chasing a why. Why did they leave me? Why won't they be with me? Why won't they understand how I feel about them? Why won't they understand that I'm their best option? Why won't they understand that I'm not doing anything, that I'm breaking my neck just to be with them? Why don't they understand that I'm spending boatloads of money to impress them and for them to look my way? Why won't they understand that I'm working my butt off so they'll notice me? I'm dressing different. Because they said they like a person that dresses this way. I'm talking different because they like a person that talks this way. I'm doing things different because they like a person that does this. I'm compromising. They don't understand. And why don't they understand that I'm compromising my own destiny and my own purpose and my own character and my own authenticity just to meet their standards, only to be met with my own frustration? I need to know why, but sometimes we got to understand that the why hurts more, and we have to stop chasing why people won't understand us and why people won't be with us. We have to stop chasing that place in our lives. Talk to them, Stevens. I think I will. We chase a why. Why won't they love me the way that I am? Why do I have to change a thing about me? And I understand, and I understand this is my understanding, that sometimes people want you to change who you are because they're not comfortable with who they are. They're mired deep within their own insecurity and within their own frustration. And so what they'll do is they will do whatever it takes to make sure that you fit in their bubble. To the point that you ask yourself, why don't they love me the way that I came, the way that I am? We chase why. We chase vain things. Webster's Dictionary defines the word vain in three ways. And you know one of them, because Carly Simon had a song that says, "You're so vain." Ah. And that definition for that one is having or showing undue or excessive pride in one's appearance or achievements. You're conceited. You think everything is about you. The world, you believe the world revolves around you. You believe that everybody is talking about you. You believe that you're the most popular thing since sliced bread. You think you're just everything. There are some people that believe that everything is about them, that every song is about them, that every tweet is about them, that every post is about them, that everything is about them. You're so vain. And I bet you think this is about you. talk to him, Carly Simon. Number two, this is the second definition of the word vain, marked by futility and ineffectualness, unsuccessful or useless vain efforts to escape. Ineffectualness, futility and ineffectualness. We sometimes our efforts are futile. Make futile and vain efforts to chase some things in our lives. Number three, the third definition of the word vain is having no real value. The example of that is idle or worthless vain pretensions. There's a point in your life where you have to stop putting your value and throwing all your chips into a vain situation. We have to stop getting into the thrill. We have to stop getting a shallow thrill in chasing somebody. We have to stop getting into the shallow thrill of changing ourselves to be accepted by somebody that won't accept us either way. It doesn't matter how you change. There's some people that don't accept you, whether you are yourself or you portray yourself to be somebody you're not. What are your vain chases? Could it be people? Could it be possessions? Could it be popularity? What are you chasing today that you shouldn't? Yeah. Yeah, talk to me. Talk to me, y'all. What are you chasing that is causing you all kinds of strife and stress in your life? What are you chasing that's causing you to be something you're not? What are you chasing that is stripping you of all authenticity that is involved in you? What are you chasing that is causing you to lose your mind? It's causing you to have a mental breakdown. What are you chasing that is causing you to be something you're not? What are you chasing today . I need you to take deep inspection and inventory into all those things that you are chasing in your life that you should not be chasing. And finally say, you know, enough is enough. My destiny is not tied into them being caught. My destiny is not tied into me being with this person. My destiny and my purpose is not tied into them leaving or staying. My destiny is not tied into chasing something that ended. I will not continue to chase those things that don't want to be chased and don't want to be caught. I refuse to participate in the perpetual loop of a vain chase. I'm trying to pull myself away from this thing. Because if they were supposed to be with us and we were supposed to have it, we would have had it. They went from us because they were not for us. Because if they were truly for us, they would have stayed with us. And because they didn't stay with us, they showed us their true colors. They showed us who they really were. They showed us what it really meant. They showed us that we shouldn't be chasing it in the first place. They went from us. It went away from me. It wasn't for me. And there's a point in your life where you have to say, it's not for me and I'm not going to chase it. They're not for me and I'm not going to chase them. They went from us because they're not for us. I'm going to repeat it again. They went from us because they were not for us. Because if they were truly for us, they would have stayed with us. And because they didn't stay with us, they showed us our true colors. Showed us their true colors. That said, they weren't for us in the end. What are you chasing in your life that doesn't want to be caught? What is your vain chase? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22 apparel.threadless.com. That is 22 apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.